We're back for another edition here, another episode of The Last Drop.
The Last Drop.
Semicolon, Monkish Brewery.
Well, Monkish El Segundo. It's actually, we should call this episode West Coast IPA versus...
Oh, okay, yeah, that's much better.
New England IPA.
Oh, okay.
Or slash hazy IPA. Sorry, the Instagram turns and
shit. You know, here's the thing. Me and Cody, we used to fuck around so much because we our hashtagging became like a joke, kind of.
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody was fucking hashtagging shit, and we just fucking around playing. Now we hashtag everything.
We text each other.
Yeah.
On phone. We all hashtag shit.
That's how we know we're, like, fucking with each other or something like that. Like, it's a big joke to us.
It's like a running gag.
Yeah, and we never, like, talk about how it's a running gag or anything like that. So, and now in our conversation, it is becoming that, because I say that shit too now when I talk to people. I'm like, hashtag a thing or whatever, something like that. You know, hashtag JB does this type of shit or whatever stuff. And then you can fuck your thoughts about that thing or whatever, you know? My voice is fucked, by the way. I am JB.
Somebody had a good night.
Man. You don't want to know about my night.
I'm sure about that at some point.
Oh, we're going to talk about that too, because, man, I kind of agree with my buddy here about, like, yo, man, you got to do Santa Monica versus Long Beach, whatever. There's no competition. Long Beach is better, first of all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Second of all.
Yeah, for me. I ain't saying shit. I ain't saying a goddamn thing.
Second of all, you know you hang out in Long Beach more than Santa Monica.
I do.
Because especially after I talk about this, whew, man, this brother, this Negro. Anyway, though, but I am JB, your whiskey guy.
And I am his whiskey, not whiskey, sorry, craft beer deity co-host, Cody.
I was wondering what she was about to say, like, you're my whiskey what? Like, here, you're my whiskey go-to bitch.
Whoa. Calm down there, sir. Gotta, like, work your way up to that.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. You're just so pretty, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I woke up this morning, and I was like, I, too, will feel pretty. And then I looked in the mirror, and I was just like, man, fuck.
Yeah. Luckily, I came in to save the day.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, man, I'm just not feeling it no more. You know, I was like, man, what is this? Is that an eyebrow? I was like, oh. And I did it. And I was like, I can't even do that right no more because I did the cool. And I was like, I just look creepy now when I do that.
Well, you're going to be going to a rock concert.
Yeah. You know, it's like, yo, bro.
Going to
Santa Monica.
Yeah, exactly. Damn.
The only thing Santa Monica is good for is if you want cocaine, people. Anyway, everybody down there does it. Dude, this one chick at the bar, she was like, do you have any cocaine on you, whatever? I said, cocaine? She said, no, some coke or whatever. I said, no, I think the bartender only has Pepsi. And she just looked at me like, you fucking moron. No, I'm trying to get some drugs off you, whatever, you know?
I was at that NERD song, Everybody Knows.
No, except for JB. Except for JB. JB never knows anything, whatever. I'm getting really bad on my hunches and hints of, like, what people are talking about. Because people nowadays are such fucking morons that you don't know what the hell they might say. Like, I hear so many people that say these days, my heart is hurting for this thing, this certain thing it may be. It could be a fucking pancake exploded at the Waffle House or whatever, and they'd be like, my heart is fucking burning for it. And it's like, what the fuck?
When you hear some shit like that, that's all with my heart is, that's when you just, like, turn the other cheek.
So my heart is, my childhood, there's a couple of terms. There's another phrase, too, and I'm blanking on what it is, but when I hear it, I just go like, this isn't going to end into my liking.
Loyalty, hustle, respect.
Mr. Hustle, huh? Yeah. Mr. Loyalty, huh? Yeah. Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those days.
I see that right there. Yeah. I see that. Okay. Yeah. I see that. Rock 2.0. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so this is, you know, that's a good title for the show.
Yeah.
Because people, if you know what we're doing on The Last Drop here, we're not doing numbers no more.
Nah, fuck the numbers.
Yeah, plus, I gotta lie, by the time we got to 350-something, whatever, I started losing track of that shit.
You stopped counting at that point.
I was like, holy shit. Proud, because that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And me, I know I probably done like 500. If you want to throw on all show, probably actually more than that. I wish I kind of kept track of that, so I could be like, I'm going to hit 1,000 shows when I get to this or whatever, so, you know. But I digress. You know, Cody thinks my voice sounds like this from all this partying and stuff. It's like, no. I was being an aspiring voice actor for King's Halsey.
Oh, were you now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I only had a little bit of water. a lot of whiskey. And
some respectful this time, okay.
Yes, I was being a world-class act. Yes, yeah. I was being J.B. Longbottom III. Yes. Yes, yes, and I was hitting my notes and hitting my highs. Yes.
Your spot of tea.
Yes, 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 and a nice clear spring of Fiji water.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes, it tastes so good, yes, because you know me. I don't drink that push-posh. You know? King Falls AM is doing a live show, by the way, too.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they're going live. I think it's in Santa Barbara, UCSB, too.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Yeah, good for those cats right there. Why the fucker's got to have it on my birthday? I have no idea, whatever. I was like, ah.
Thought that one dude was going to show up.
Yeah.
That stormy one.
Yeah, yeah, that one dude ain't showing up. That one dude's not showing up at all.
Yeah.
That one dude will be out of town. So I was like, huh.
Inside the planet.
Yeah, and I remember asking, I was like, hey, is that going to be at nighttime, daytime? My flight's not till later in the night or whatever. Like, kind of evening-ish. Fuck.
Okay. It ain't happening.
Okay, whatever. Because I know we got a lot of, what do I call them? I'm just going to call them alcoholics. I'm going to call them last drop-ins. That's terrible.
I'm sure. I think, yeah, we got to work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on finding you, you bastards out there, a name or whatever. But either way, though, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, we got a lot of audience that are part of the King Falls family, too. So I should probably be there. That ain't going to happen. No. So, yeah. Or even if I could, or whatever, that's just too far. Santa Barbara,
yeah,
to get back to LA.
Right,
yeah, that's just not. Happen. That's a Friday.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Nah. June 7th, people, that's a Friday. So. I need to look at the address again, or maybe it is going, but I don't think I'm making it. But yeah, they will be doing a live show there, and hopefully when we get down the line, we'll be doing live shows. We'll be attending brewery events, whiskey events, tastings, and we'll be sitting there in the corner talking about, oh my God, Cody, James just went for his third fucking shot. That man is a madman or whatever right there.
All right, got one in mind.
Oh man, lay it on me then.
August. Last year, the first time we went, a couple of my other buddies went too. It was an event thrown by Modern Times.
Oh, you talked about this on the show that we will not.
That I recommend it to you?
That we will not.
Okay, Oh, shit. I don't know shit about that. That one episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That lost episode.
The lost tapes.
Yes.
Yes.
The lost tapes.
Oh, man.
Festival of Dankness.
Yeah, you talked about that. He was like, yo.
I think that's what it's called.
You said, we just gonna do it. I don't care. We doing it. That's what you did, too.
And yeah, it's like, every August.
You was talking a lot.
You know what I mean? When I need the alcohol in me, brother. Man. You already know.
And some of the shangle, I thought you was making up.
No.
Because you sound like you was Thor and shit, whatever, and stuff like that. Like, what? He was like, ah, Festival of Dankish, my friend. Why art thou handling this white pint of beer? And I was like, looking at you, and I'm like, what the hell?
I like this one.
I was like, I need to take a nap.
The cool thing about this one, though, it's on the San Diego Waterfront Park. So by the waterfront, that area.
Is that by the hotel?
It's actually, right around there.
Yeah. Where we stayed at for New Year's that one time.
So it's like every mid to late August. So
where we recorded episode 300 at.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I will keep you tuned, my friend.
Beautiful hotel, too.
Yes.
Yeah, really nice. A little bit distant from most things, but that's what Uber and Lyft is for and shit like that.
Exactly.
That was a night where Cody got so fucked up, he thought we could walk through a drive-thru of Jack in a Box.
That's right. I did. I was like, man, I want some curly fries, bro.
I was like, they close on the inside, dude. How you going to get them curly fries? Shit, drive through open. I was like,
I was about to do that shit.
I was like, hey, more power to you.
Oh, man. That was a bad night. I was at that bar the entire fucking night. I wasn't doing a goddamn thing. I was like, another whiskey.
I remember another when whiskey. The night ended, and I was getting that dude and that girl's number. And Indian. Dude and girl too. Where the fuck did they live? Was it Chino Hills or something like that? I forgot where they were, and I forgot that brother's name. I remember her name though, Jasmine. I'll never forget her name. Cody's like, of course you didn't forget her name. What are you talking about, Cody? Equality for all, baby. That's all me. I rise above it. You can do whatever you want to do. I was trying to remember that Tyrone Bigum's SNL skit when his head floated off. I was like, what that Negro say again or whatever. But anyway. Yeah, I was getting in there, and Cody comes over, a glass full right here. He's like, I guess it's time to leave. He was like, And he just handed it to me, whatever and shit. And I just like looked at him. I was like, he's fucked. Well, hey, fuck it, you know. You know, I always say every time we record something, like, I'm not like that. I'm not going to be doing that no more. But I don't know what it is or whatever. Someone hands me some shit. Fuck it.
All it takes is a few sips, brother, of some shit.
Yeah. I think it was Four Roses, too, whatever. Yeah, it was the Four Roses. Was funny enough, it was Glenfiddich.
The next sip, and the next sip.
Yeah, I think Cody must have had every fucking whiskey. How much money did you spend?
I spent a lot of money that night. I don't recall the exact amount, but it was north of $200, I'm sure. Yeah.
$260.
Was it?
Well, I only say two. Actually, no, probably $240. How much did you pay for those tickets?
I forgot.
It was $50, I think.
Okay, shit, at least $300, I guess. I don't fucking
know. It was about $40 or $50. Okay. It was about, because I think the tickets were originally $100. We paid half of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we paid $50. And I remember looking at this dude that sold us these tickets, like, I think in my head, you fuck us over, dude, I will whoop your fat ass, okay? Like, like it'll be a 300 episode for a month. Because look,
I'm right there recording that
shit. Oh, Cody was like, I know he saw me, and like I had that paranoia in my look, like I will fucking hunt your big ass down, whatever and shit, and it would never be that. I was asking, dude, hey, this look real to you? These look real? They let us in, right?
Black light out and shit.
Yeah. Big place, whatever. Too. I think it was called the Onyx Bar.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Okay, I wasn't. Remember that name. I wasn't that fucked up then. Yes, actually, I was not fucked up. I was sick.
You did get sick.
Yeah. I got sick. I always get sick when the hotel leaves a fucking AC on or whatever and shit. And I knew it was coming, and I didn't turn that motherfucker off in the hotel when we got back. And I slept right under that motherfucker with my thing. I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work out too well. And when I woke up that next morning, Cody looked fine, perfect and stuff. And I was sitting there going like, I need my fucking bed. I don't know how I made that drive back, but I did. Cody apparently left me. I thought I was dreaming when he said, he said later, Jermaine, I was like, huh? I wake up, I was like, he left? How'd he leave? But the bar was, I think, down. Was it a downstairs, upstairs?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so it was a downstairs, upstairs, and one was like a Latin side. Like, they play Latin music. Exactly. Maybe reggaeton or reggae. I can't remember specifically. But I remember you had to go outside to get to this place, too. Because I remember asking you, can we take these drinks outside? And we did it anyway. It was fine, I guess, whatever. Rebels. Rebels to the death of it. And, you know, fuck, I paid $50 for these tickets. I better get the fuck up in here. We was originally going to go to that rooftop place at Hard Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And then they told us, like, $250. Actually, it was more than that. I think it was $450.
I think it was too fucking much, whatever it was.
Yeah, because when we asked to do, because it was like, oh, hell yeah, that's our lingo right there, whatever. We did last minute like a motherfucker, people.
Yeah.
Which, if we ever do that again, we will not do that last minute, because that was, no.
We should have been advanced, fuck that.
No, because, shit, we wouldn't have went anywhere then, because we would have been paying $100 to get in somewhere. I mean, luckily, this guy just randomly walked by us, whatever, and it was like, that's the best we could do, because we were walking for a while, and either they were too small of a bar to go into, and just like, the fuck, we going to be like this the whole night or whatever, something like that. Or they have like a cover charge, which the cover charge, I mean, clearly they do. It's like fucking $80 to $100 or whatever. So we get to this place, we don't know how much it is. We're kind of like waiting in line just to see whatever. And this guy just ran and walks up and he's like, I'll give you tickets for $50 or whatever. It must have been a promoter or whatever it is. And it was like, that works for me. I mean, that's probably the cheapest we're going to get in any of these places anyway. And this is a huge spot too, two floors or whatever. So we get inside here. The music is shit. I don't remember the Latin side of music. I just remember seeing this brother with a fucked up toupee. Kind of like, looking like he was slick back and shit. He looked like an Italian black Terrence Howard.
Damn.
Yeah, and like he looked like shit, basically. He looked like Terrence Howard in that movie he had with Colin Farrell when he was sitting in that chair. Like,
man, why you gotta talk shit about me like this? Talking about come me. On, baby.
I just put that Jussie Smollett on his ass, man. I don't know why I'm doing my finger. I'm making Terrence Howard retarded.
Playing a puppet or some shit.
Yeah, like playing the
marionette.
Playing the trombone, baby. Yeah. Like, yeah, hitting my horn notes, whatever. It's like, and fuck you and that bison. Remember when his wife and them got divorced and shit? That motherfucker. He won the custody battle even after he kicked the door down or some shit like that, whatever and stuff. He won. Oh, not the custody. Sorry, not the custody battle. Like, I guess the wife was trying to, ex-wife was trying to sue him for his money and stuff like that because they divorced. Alimony money, obviously. And they went to court. Terrence Howard won because I think he had He had a damn good lawyer. I remember who it was.
I kind of remember this.
Yeah, it was years ago. Kinda. Whatever. And I love it too because they made Terrence Howard seem like he kicked the door down. He was shouting and yelling and shit. I was like, oh, that brother ain't walking away with shit. And then he won. He got all this shit. And like, because the wife, all she had was a bicycle that she brought, whatever.
Shit.
And I remember, remember making jokes like Terrence Howard sitting there in that courtroom like, yeah, bitch. You get out of here. You take that bicycle with you, because that's all your ass ever gonna get out of me. As he twirls a little mustache and shit like that. Or Terrence Howard, the actor you may not know you need. The actor you may not. Yeah, we need to get a beer.
You ready for a beer, sir?
Yeah, we've been talking for a while. Actually, first. Oh, actually, we'll talk about that when we get a beer, though.
So which one? Which one should we pop open first?
Segundo.
The big ass.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good Segundo. Choice. Knock that big ass.
Yeah.
Growler out.
Next, the growler out.
Yes.
I feel like growling.
Growler.
Girl.
It's actually a growler. This,
spelled with a C?
Concoction right here.
Oh, okay.
It's, big ass can, basically.
You hear that shouting in the background? Cody just ran to the refrigerator to go, yes, to go get his beer, his lubricated beer.
So, cool thing about this particular crawler,
yeah,
you can only get this one through pre-sales. When you're buying online, they don't fill it up on site.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is Freeway Tiger. This is El Segundo beer, obviously. This one is in collab. It's a collab with Modern Times Brewing.
Oh,
yes.
Modern Times makes some good shit too.
Yes, they do. They make good hazy shit.
Yes.
El Segundo's hazy shit is hit or miss.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting to see what this tastes like.
Well, the thing about Modern Times too is their darker shit tastes so good.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. The barrel aged shit too.
Yeah,
oh,
their barrel aged is just fucking
fantastic. What's the beer called?
I
know they have Black House is good.
Black House is delicious. It might be my favorite from them.
There's a barrel aged one. I'm trying to think of
Black House might be
the fucking name.
I love. See, is that me?
No, that's me.
Okay. I love hearing that can pop open just like that. Or whatever, you know. You know, that's the thing about El Segundo Brewery too. Is it is hit or miss, which is why every time you see me go there, I buy four at once.
The hazy shit is hit or miss. All the West Coast shit,
yeah. West Coast shit is
fucking
fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, West Coast shit is great.
The best West Coast shit by far.
Also, they have good names,
in my humble opinion.
I think they have some of the best names for their beer. Period.
They do.
That's why I always get like four, and not realizing. Oh my god. Oh, I'm not. I'm so full. Oh, it looks like a SoCal orange color right there.
That looks like straight orange juice right there.
Yeah, it is orange juice. Yeah, it's breakfast time anyway.
Yeah, see, I don't know if this one is a double dry hop or what. I this shit. Take notes before I fucking pour this shit.
Yeah, you can probably taste it if it's a dry hop.
Yeah.
Actually, I can tell if it's a hop. I don't know about if it's a dry hop, though. Yeah, go ahead and hit that can on that. Yeah, hit it again. Hit it. Yeah, there you go. It's like a kid with a toy. Just like,
Yeah.
I want to play with this right here. Yeah. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, broham.
Yeah.
Get some of this delicious, tasty, hazy goodness.
Yeah. Here, let me get a shot.
Yeah, get a shot of that while I look up these notes real quick. I'm trying to figure out.
I'm glad nobody bitched about that on the last episode of The Drop or whatever.
What's that?
It's like, man, you guys sure did pose a lot, you know, or stopped a lot for photo ops and shit like that.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fuck you. And yeah.
Shit. Our time, god damn it. No, I don't want a picture of me. God damn it, fucking camera.
I love how the different color saturations in the bottle here, whatever, or the glass or the bottle. I'm already
it's kind of like a gradient sort of thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's got mimosa style colors. Because the mimosa has orange juice.
Let's get a.
You got the. You get a little bit dark. You get like pretty much. This is how my how we were last week when we recorded. We started off fine, and then you know you could tell like as the episode went on longer, it gets a little darker, deeper,
mm-hmm.
And then next you know we got to that beer episode, the Lost Tapes, and this is about you right here. That's me right there taking a nap. And then that's by the end of it right there where I had to pass the fuck out.
Hey, right there. It's like a journey right there.
Yeah.
Journey up the glass.
Yeah. Unfortunately for this beer, though, you start from the top. So I'm already fucked up. So I'm about right here. And then by the end of the day, I'll be right there.
Yeah
feeling a little bit better.
Keyword hopefully.
I think I will.
What are you smelling on this one? with our shitty noses. I know obviously we don't have the best sense of smells.
Yeah, I'm about to say, especially
as we
right
always
now.
Put on, forth on these episodes.
Especially right now, because I'm all clogged up and
yes.
shit. So, yeah. I'm getting a citrus tang.
Yeah. You get that common smell as you get with most of these hazy IPAs. It always smells kind of... it's no lactose in this beer, but it smells kind of like milky.
Which I wish I wouldn't have made that joke about it looking like orange juice and then taste mimosa orange juice and shit like that, whatever, because I'm already getting the citrusy and the tang and shit like that. Which I'm probably sure there probably is an orange in here somewhere anyway, though. There's some kind of fucking fruit.
No, right? There's no fruit. It's all hops.
Oh, it's all hops? Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did say hops. Yeah. I don't know. You know what?
There's
I will say this.
I'm looking for details on this beer. There's no hop profile that I could find. So
I will say the beer, even though I've had that beer we had last week or whatever before multiple times, I don't think I've had this one.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. This is new.
Yeah, so I didn't have that one. The hops on that one, I taste it more than I do on this one.
Well, this is a... Oh, that's good. This is a hazy IPA.
Oh, okay. So, that explains.
Yeah.
Definitely tasting the IPA flavors. Without a doubt. The IPA is just hitting.
That's weird. I get a little pie in the background.
No. I'm telling you. The first taste, I didn't taste any of that.
Second one.
The second taste, I'm tasting the IPA. The first one, I had a little pie, too.
Oh, yeah. That shines, too. That third sip.
Yeah. See, I think we're going to have a rule on here. The three-sip taste bud.
Yeah.
Ooh, segment. I think that's what we should call our drinking segments, where the three-sip taste bud or whatever. Yeah. Damn, shirt idea. Shit, 3-sip. Oh, yeah.
Levels up each time.
Yeah, it gets all fucked up, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Three. Damn, that first sip tasted nothing like the second and third one. Well, I guess because the first sip, in any drink, too, it's almost like the afterthought of the bottle or the can you're pouring it from, whatever. All the fizz and shit like that, whatever. Got to get that out the way. First sip, you tasting that, or second sip, that's where you get all the flavors. The third flip is the final definition of the first two sips putting in one or whatever.
Another future show we're going to have to do, we're going to taste beers that have specific hops.
Oh, like, now you're really testing.
Yeah, I'm still like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
God bless you, you know my hops suck.
Because there's flavoring hops, and then there's tasting hops.
Dude, this is why I love alcohol. So, as you can tell, my voice all clogged up and fucked up and shit.
You feeling cured right now?
I just hacked up something.
Yeah, so there you go.
And I wish I could have spit it out. But I was like, ooh, that cleared the throat really well. Actually, this is what alcohol does, baby. It cures the body and the incest. I almost said incest.
Oh, man, I like that.
It does get better with every sip. Yeah.
It's very... It's balanced, I think.
It's way better than the first sip, for sure. Yeah. Even though the first sip wasn't bad or anything.
First sip was a lot of bitterness on the tongue. This one, yeah, that's a smooth beer. That's nice.
It's too smooth. I'm not too smooth. It's really smooth. It's like, this is a, even when we record these on Sunday, it's perfect Sunday beer.
Yeah, right? Really is.
Watch the game.
There you go. Mimosa substitute right here.
Yeah. Even though I don't know how to make a mimosa. Yeah, I should. It's easy as fuck.
As fuck about to say. The fuck doesn't know how to make a mimosa?
I got this for a little bit of champagne. Voila! Cody, taste my mimosa. Taste it. I can get some more bitters, too, though.
The fun thing about...
I'm going to have you cut fruit, though.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
like to cut the little slices and shit like that.
I'm doing like a samurai style throw shit.
Yeah. Because that's what mix and match week is going to be all about. We're going to be like experimenting with shit and stuff like that. One week, we're going to have like mixed drink week or something like that. Whatever.
Your mimosas, something.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to like... We're gonna cut up on this table right here, right on the table, and just be like, let's see, let's make our concoctions, whatever. Submit them to bars so they can like, you know, host our drinks and shit like exactly. that. Because, you know, they should be, because we're the best, you know.
Best of the best, baby. The last drop.
That's right.
Cool thing about hazy beers, they have a much longer lasting date
aftertaste?
Than West Coast IPAs. Well, but aftertaste depends, whatever, but
yeah.
They last much longer than hazy IPAs. Particularly muckish beers.
Yeah.
I said they last much longer than West Coast IPAs, I say.
That's the thing about the hazy stuff. Well, especially with monkish beer, it's like, you're either going to really love them or you're just going to really hate them. There is no in between, no middle of like, oh, this tastes fine.
I rarely heard somebody that hates them.
Thank you, yes.
I don't think I heard anybody hates monkish. Probably say somebody says it's overrated, maybe.
I've never even heard that.
Actually, honestly, I don't even know. Cause you got like Treehouse and
Tree. I've never heard anybody say they hate them or love them or whatever. It's the type of beer though you're either gonna really love or hate. I don't know what if you drink Coors, you're gonna hate it then. Yeah.
You're gonna be like, I don't get it. I like this one though because it's people try to mimic the New England hazy profile flavor.
Yeah.
But they can never succeed. There's always something off about it. Nobody can ever get close to Monkish, in my opinion. I like this one because it's doing something different with it.
Mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, it tastes fucking phenomenal. I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. I wish I had my own can. I opened up
That'd be cool. They can, like, you do specific cans of these one day.
I gave my brother a chocolate stout the other day. One of them big-ass liter bottles or shit like that, whatever. I think it was from, shit, it's in the fridge over there. I mean, not in the fridge. It's in the fucking sink over there. Motherfucker drowned that shit. That motherfucker knocked out like a motherfucker. I mean, I've never... I was like, damn, I wish I had that beer. He fell asleep, like, 10 minutes later or whatever. Snoring his ass off, whatever. I was touching him and shit, like, hey, wake the fuck up, whatever. Didn't move, or I was making noises. I was washing dishes. I was like, hey, he still ain't woke up. I was like, fuck. He made that beer taste better than what it probably was. I was like, ah, damn. I want something. He wakes up talking about, damn. Oh, damn, that was good, man. I was looking at him like, me with my hair all fucked up and shit, looking like, I wish I had some of that. Yeah, you little bitch. Notice I didn't do my brother's voice this time.
Yeah, I know, right? That's the first.
Hi, everyone. Oh, wait, that's Stuart. I mean, Corey's. Sometimes I get our brothers mixed up anyway. I think my brother is like, man, you know, is that my brother? Or like,
no,
man, no. Okay, mine's a squeaky one, whatever. Yours is like, man, come on, don't be like that, man. You just got to do your thing,
it's
man.
Like a, it's like you're between Mandark and some, some other nanny motherfucker. I can't even know
it's
right
like
now.
Fucking Skeletor. Gow! And like Commissioner Gordon in the back. Go get him! Yeah! That's how I talk right now, my fucked up voice and shit.
Yeah!
I'm in the danger zone right now. So it is National Beer Day.
It is National Beer Day.
It is National Beer Day.
Yes.
And I know people are probably like, oh, yeah. If I've known them two drunken bastards for long, they got some crazy National Beer Day stories where them just went out and fuck shit up. Whatever. No, we don't. We don't have anything.
No.
Actually, we don't.
Nada.
I don't have any National anything day. No. Beer day, especially. I don't.
We don't celebrate that shit.
I drink beer every other day.
I was about to say, that should be every fucking day if you ask me.
It should be a world holiday. Yeah.
I don't make a big deal. It's just a thing to me. Beer.
Mm.
Been twined my DNA for how long now?
Yeah, I have no stories about that at all. I mean, Cody doesn't like any National Day. You didn't celebrate National Hot Dog Day on Friday?
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
What about National
Pancake? I had a hot dog yesterday, though.
What about National Pancake Day?
I don't even like pancakes like that.
Yeah? No, you kind of don't. Yeah, I never. What about waffles?
Waffles are cool.
You never had National Waffle Day? You didn't celebrate that?
I don't fuck with that.
Okay, I understand that. Yeah. Too much bread?
Yeah, just trying, whatever.
I mean, I know you got a new movie coming out, so you're
not trying to get me slim, baby.
Yeah. Because you, I know you looked at Michael Ealy.
Premiere.
You know, Michael Ealy's looking fat and shit these days, so you can eat a little bit.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think you being muscular is not going to help in your.
Yeah, well, gives me a better chance. Yeah, I can overtake him now. Finally.
Tired of being
my time has come.
Oh man, I see. They should have made him Falcon. Could have been wearing that suit, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That bitch.
Damn. You could have been like,
fuck.
You could have been like, next time, baby. Mm-hmm. Not for you.
Oh, he thought he had so many dreams.
I gotta tell you, looking at the MCU today, I don't know if I could see that. Especially all
those crazy guy. I didn't mind him in the role. Well, he's fine. But a lot of people didn't like him. I was like, I liked him in the role.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. The later we are now in the movie, they look back and go like, oh, I didn't like this or whatever.
To be honest, I'm not crazy about Don Cheadle. It's probably because they don't give him shit to do. But I'm not crazy about him.
I think Don
Cheadle
is funnier than Terrence Howard.
He has that one line in Age of Ultron.
Terrence Howard is unintentionally funny.
What do you mean, unintentional bitch?
Yeah, he probably is listening to us saying that right now, too. He's unintentional funny. I think Don Cheadle has more of a charismatic charisma of funny, where Terrence Howard is... Yeah, I don't expect that brother to be cracking any kind of jokes, especially without him crying. That brother always look like his eyes are watering. He's like, what you mean, man? I don't know why we say that, but... but yeah, so do you know
Sasquatch? Sashimi? You hungry?
I really am. I don't know why. Every time I take a sip, I'm going like, God, I'm so hungry. Feed me. I'm like one of them. I shouldn't say it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, don't do it. I'm like starving Marvin right now. Like, just donate $1 a day so JB can eat.
You see JB in one of his commercials, sitting in the corner and shit.
Just looking and shit, looking sad, whatever.
The Sarah McLachlan song in the background.
Shaking back and forth, going, no, I wouldn't play that. I'd play that song. Fuck. Shit. God damn. I'm coming home. So call me.
Yeah, that'll get you some hype right there. That'll get them dollars
flowing. Yeah, and I'm sitting there just shaking, looking back and forth, like, feed me.
He's so sad. He listens to shitty music. Yeah, get that man some money.
And then the Uganda fucks come over there and say, look at him eating the poo-poo. Like, look at this. I
mean, speaking up there.
Speaking, look at this American bastard right here, or whatever, you know? And then like, he comes to me, like, look at me. Look at me now.
You know what's funny? It sounds like a shitty accent, but it's not. This is actually what they sound like. Or at least that guy sounds like.
Hey, when you watch them fucking trailers for them best of the best movies and shit, yeah. That's what we should have did. We should have reviewed Ugandan movies or whatever, you know.
We should still do it.
That's okay. Hey, make the best of the best movies or whatever.
Still do it, my friend.
Some of the craziest shit comes out of Uganda, though. You remember Uganda Knuckles?
Of course. Yeah, the most odd shit ever.
I mean, we did just recently talk about that not too long ago. Like, so yeah, so he's like,
what was his phrase? I forgot what his phrase was.
Yeah, I spit on you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me the way? Do you know the way, my brother?
Show me the way.
Yeah. Do you know the way, my brother? Do you know the queen? Fuck you. Because I remember they did that Uganda versus Cell. And he was like, fuck your queen or whatever. And he was just like, what the fuck did you just say? I now show you my Ebola. Do you know the way, my brother? Do you know the way, my brother? Let me show you the ancient songs of my people. Whoever put that video there, I think it was every week I was showing you a different part or whatever and shit. So it was like a part four or whatever, and like Sale in part two was here, and he was just like, oh my god, what the hell is that clicking? He's like, did you think you got away, my brother? He even said some shit where he was just like, fuck your queen. He was just like, what the fuck did you just say? I would now have to sacrifice your soul to the devil. Yeah, but Uganda Knuckles. I mean, then you got the Ugandan pastor that was showing all the anal sex between gay people. And he was showing his laptop. He was like, I mean, look at this. And they was like, oh. Because he was talking about, like, gay people, like, they eat each other's feces and shit like that or whatever. And he had, like, that little rally and shit like that with all those people. And he was, like, blaming President Obama. He's like, this is Obama's fault. They brought that gayness to our country. It's just like.
It didn't make any fucking sense. No. I don't even know. From the beginning of point A, the inception of that fucking thought. Oh, what?
It was the funniest, most dangerous shit, too, because the motherfuckers had to shut it. And they licked the poo poo like ice cream. They, he was turning to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Uganda, whatever. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, Uganda Knuckles is probably my favorite out of them. I mean, come on. You know the way.
Man, that was such an odd. What was that video game? What was like some VR shit?
I don't know, but you just hear like a bunch of.
There was a bunch of Ugandan Knuckles.
Ugandan people playing, and they just kept saying, "Where's the queen? Where's the queen? Do you know the way? Do you?" Because they got lost in the game or some shit like that, whatever. Do you? And I was just like, this shit looks like it was some 8-bit.
There's a Sonic movie coming out this year. They better reference to that shit.
They better just have it in there. That should be the sequel. Do you think there's a Uganda Knuckles movie now in Uganda?
There has to be, right?
Like, because it's pretty popular out there.
Action assume. Movies, why not Uganda Knuckles?
You never know. Maybe it's already been made. And maybe it looks better than that Sonic.
True.
You better think about it now. Because Roman Films Productions made it. Roman Film Productions, they make the best of the best movies here. People, look up Who Killed Captain Alex on YouTube. You can watch that movie on there. Uganda, whatever. So, yeah. So you don't celebrate National Sibling Day?
Nah, I don't celebrate any of that shit.
National I Sail a Whole Day?
Nah.
National Pimps Got It Hard Out Here Day?
Nah.
National Haters Ball Day?
That one I do celebrate.
Okay, that's a good day. Hate. Hate.
Can't hate no more.
You know I'm petty as fuck. Yes. I love hate. What about National I Don't Give a Fuck Day?
Oh, it's every day, baby.
Oh, okay, good. Because it is every day.
I lie. I celebrate some of those days.
That's funny because that is an everyday thing. Yeah, that is
an
everyday thing.
Don't give a fuck. Hate shit. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What about National I Hate This New Hip Hop Day?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's a good one.
What date is that? When does that fall on?
Oh, that's about like a June 15th-ish.
All right, perfect.
Yeah,
all
yeah, right, cool. It's like the June 15th.
I'm celebrate the fuck out of that day.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What about National I Drink Every Day Day?
Oh, yeah, it's every day, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's where the title comes from, too.
Yeah.
National I Wear V-Necks All the Way Down in My Stomach Day.
You know what day there should be, though, which is coming up, which is inevitable. Inevitable, damn, stuttering.
Why are we both stuttering?
National Last Drop Day.
Oh, that already
or been National made. The Last Drop Day.
Yeah, every April 1st.
Yeah, it's premiere.
Yeah, yeah.
Every April 1st.
Because fuck April Fool. That's old.
That lame ass shit.
That lame ass shit, whatever.
And you know it's lame too. People don't give a fuck about that.
Nobody anymore. Cares about that shit.
That used to be a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be a big thing. We were like in school and stuff like that.
Now people are like,
whatever. And then I love it too when they got a post like on social media like, don't believe anything you read. No shit, motherfucker. I don't need you.
We know the gist of it.
And by the way, whoever's doing that anyway still, what a waste of your fucking credibility
lame,
and time.
Corny motherfucker. You.
If you were a writer for a website, would you waste your time on April Fool's Day writing some fake shit?
No.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's like
it used to be fun. People used to put effort in that shit back in the day.
Yes.
And then they got lazy and you start realizing how fucking lame that putting clothes holiday was.
Mm-hmm. I never got the day off on that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. So ain't no
if I don't get the day off, ain't no holiday. Yeah. Man, shit. If I don't get the day off, or if we was in school and I didn't have the day off, you know these little bastards, by the way, in school, they get 2 weeks spring break?
I used to get 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck you too then, motherfucker. I got 1 week.
I think I used to get 2 weeks.
There used to be 1 week for us. No, you didn't. No, you didn't
come. That was a while ago, man. I don't remember.
Yeah. You got 1 week, motherfucker. Hey, you're not that older, younger than me. These little bastards get 2 weeks now. That's some bullshit, okay? I want 2 weeks, too, even though I'm not in that motherfucker no more or whatever.
My brother, he got 2 weeks.
All right, fuck your brother, too. Shit. He's probably like, I thought I liked you, man. Come on now. Why you gotta be like that, man? Or he's probably on his Twitch right now going like, come on, JB. You can't be saying that, man. Come on. This is a Twitch for everybody, man. You can't be saying things like that, dog. Come on, man.
Don't do that to him. Don't do it, bro. Don't do him like that, man.
Your brother know I love him.
Hey, man.
Sort of.
You only met him once. That's fair. Or twice, actually.
I think it was once.
No, you met him twice.
Well, in the
you
same.
Don't remember.
I never met him out here.
You met him out here.
I met him out here?
Yeah, you met him. One time. Yeah, remember that from my aunt's house?
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you meant, like, hanging out or something like that.
Oh, no.
Because I thought you meant when you said twice. I didn't meet him twice.
Yeah.
Just, it was in the same, in Texas, just 2 different days.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I met him on
met him once.
First time I met you there, and then the last day.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I look at photos of him now, and go like, damn, that was him?
He looked a lot different back then.
He really fucking did, whatever. Because my memory might be a little fucked up, because I was drinking a lot of Long Island iced teas, tequila shots, and a lot of fucking Jameson.
No, he looked a lot different.
Okay, good.
A lot different.
So he's evolving.
Yes.
Trying to look like you.
No.
Okay, good.
No, that's not going to happen.
Because I know you evolved.
Yes,
you used to be ugly.
We go back to that shit.
He used to be ugly, and now you're pretty.
Okay, thank
you. So is that what's happening to him?
Thank you, JB.
Did he used to be ugly? Now he's turning pretty?
No, he's kind of just stayed like right here.
Oh, he's just staying average or whatever? Yeah, see, that's because he doesn't have the same rules as you. He's fucking up.
That's true.
Yeah, he needs to be a little bit more free. He needs to stop giving a fuck.
I tried.
He's a little too serious.
I tried multiple times over the past few years, man.
He's way too serious. Way too serious. Hopefully Stewart can lighten him up.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I can doubt that, whatever. And the fact that I'm putting my faith in him. How old is that little motherfucker?
Is he 16 now?
Yeah, whatever. 16, whatever. God, he practically grew up with us.
He did.
Boom.
Just like Sean.
Well, that's what we do. We change the youth here and stuff like that.
Yes. We inspire the youth.
Yeah, so...
inspire the youth. You're looking a little slow there, sir.
Yeah, I kind of am, whatever, because I'm getting hungry now. Shit. I wish I'd had some food before here.
Yeah, I probably should have as well, but oh well. Yeah, that was all good.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and down that, though. But, excuse me. That's another reason why I can't down beer. I'll start belching and shit on here, and people are like...
That happens.
You guys are disgusting. What happened to the classiness last week? The classiness, look, we were taking sips of whiskey, okay?
You classy?
Very classy.
You know what the fuck you listening to?
I was very classy last week until the last 20 minutes.
So, I gotta listen to the last 20 minutes. I don't remember. I thought we sounded okay all the way through.
I thought so too.
I gotta listen again.
I didn't listen. So I was like, I don't want to.
I listened to them to and from work in multiple parts.
Yeah.
So I got to listen again.
I was terrified. I didn't want to listen. I was always like, listen. Yeah.
I like taking notes, see what I can improve.
I tend to do it when I listen when I'm editing or listening through it. Obviously, I'm listening through it because I'm editing the goddamn thing or whatever stuff. But, I don't remember the last 20 minutes, but I remember the last 15, 20 minutes. We were just pretty much wrapping the show up here. People, speaking of the last drop, the first episode we did. So we're on iTunes now.
Yes, you can search us now.
Yeah, you can search us now. It took a fucking week to do that shit.
So again, no excuse.
Yeah, so go to iTunes, leave a review.
Tell your friends about us.
Put it in there.
Tell your friends about us.
And tell your friends, your auntie friends about us, whatever. Tell your auntie, sister, cousin, baby, sister friends about us or whatever. And tell your baby mama, your mama drama, tell your baby mama friends. Mm-hmm. And then put it on there. And then say, you sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, listen to the last drop. Never meant to make you apologize. 100 times. I'm not going to apologize.
You know what's so weird about that song? I always associate that song with Dawn of Crisis 2. I remember playing Dawn of Crisis 2 and that song on the radio every fucking time.
You remember...
It's weird. I just do that with some songs.
Didn't they play that song too in True Crimes LA?
No, they didn't.
Okay. No. I'm thinking of another
one. I remember. I had a lot of fun. That wasn't the greatest game ever. No, but I had a lot of fun with that.
I had a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah. Yes. That was like the first game, like drive around LA. And it kind of like.
Yes.
It wasn't accurate, but you know, it was kind of. It was the closest thing at the time.
Yeah. Well, I will say, it's been years I played PlayStation 2 era. We're talking.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking middle school when that came out.
That's not even dropped yet.
Probably was better than what we're thinking right now. But if we went back and played it right now, which I will not be doing.
No, don't do that.
It's probably shit.
It's shit.
But I will say, when I remember when I played it, I thought it was badass. I thought it was the coolest game
ever. Remember that cheat code you run around with Snoop Dogg playing it? Yes. Oh, that was the best fucking thing ever.
Didn't he do the commercial for it, too? He did. Like, yeah, he did do something like that. I mean, that was just dope as shit.
Soundtrack was badass, too.
Soundtrack was dope as hell. I mean, they've had other variations. We're thinking outside of the Grand Theft Auto. The popular ones, Grand Theft Auto San Antonio, whatever. They had a what was the one in China?
Which was supposed to be a True Crimes reboot.
There was. Yeah, what happened with that?
It turned into the game you're thinking about. Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping Dogs. It was supposed to be True Crimes. Every time I think of that game, it's supposed to be the reboot. I always want to say Street Crimes or some shit like that, whatever. But no, Sleeping Dogs. Yeah. So that's what it was.
They premiered that.
Because it's very fucking similar. Yeah. I mean, it's dope as shit. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't do a True Crimes L.A., Miami, Shanghai, Japan.
Well, you were trying to do New York. That shit didn't work out at all.
No.
That game was fucking terrible.
That was the second one, right?
That was the second one.
Yeah. And you played as a black character, didn't you?
Yes. You're a cop.
Yeah, it sucked ass. I remember that.
You're like a B-cop or something. Yeah, you're a little detective.
I remember the commercial for True. It's True Crimes, the streets of L.A.
The cool part about that game,
yeah,
playing drugs on people. That was fun. Yes. The rest of the game was shitty.
You know there's some racists out there. Like, oh, yeah. You can do what now? Hold on. Let me go ahead and plant some drugs on these niggers. I mean, a little sprinkle, a little razzle.
That was cool. That game didn't even work.
You know what you could do as a cheat code now is you could be Salt Bae. You sprinkle some drugs on motherfuckers. Oh, that damn show wasn't salt. I like how you can rest their ass too, whatever. Like, get your ass up, whatever. And put the handcuffs, slap them, throw their ass down, whatever. And be like, yeah, assume the position, bitch. You about to get raped.
We could have, if we had a game like that today, with the amount of care detail that Rockstar put in their games.
That was a Rockstar game, wasn't it?
That was not a Rockstar
game. No, it wasn't.
No, True Crime was not a Rockstar game.
Wow, shocking.
That was Activision.
Damn.
I think.
You know what? I was going to say, damn, Activision, sure. But Activision has made some good games over the years and shit like that.
Yeah, they're hit and miss.
Hit and miss like a motherfucker. But I was going to say, Rockstar should bring that back then. Rockstar should do it. I mean, they probably feel like we're copying Grand Theft Auto.
They could just put a cop in Grand Theft Auto, and they'll kill that shit.
That could be like the...
A dirty cop?
I mean...
That's an angle they haven't gone down yet.
Look, Grand Theft Auto 5 was so great, that could be the ending, and I'm happy. But with the way technology is going so far with video gaming, it's just going to be better.
I can't even imagine what GTA 6
is going to look like. Six is going to be crazy. I don't even know how they're going to top themselves.
Yeah.
That's when we went back talking about Grand Theft Auto 3 and shit like that. I ain't playing that shit.
That's just terrible. You can't play. It's unplayable.
Yeah, that gives you posted with that motherfucker shooting that rock. I remember that shit so fucking vaguely. Not vaguely, like just... Memorable as hell.
10-year-old Cody loved that shit, man. That was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I was in sixth grade playing 11-year-old or 12.
Yeah, I was sixth grade.
Yeah, so I remember when that came, I was like, "Damn, this is great."
Yeah.
Steal that convertible, the red and white one.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Take it to the garage, save it. Yeah, that that game sucks ass now. Like, well, not sucks. It's a
pioneer.
It's a product of its
time. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Grand Theft Auto.
It's a product of its time there. But yeah, so we did the last drop last week. First episode dropped. Did really well. It did really well. First 2 days, 3 days.
As it should.
It's like 1,300 listens or whatever. I don't know what it did on Spotify. I think a lot of people listen more on Spotify.
I'd be so interested to see those Spotify numbers, what those look
like. Yeah, I think more people, because iTunes was fucking up with the whole...
I listened to the first half on Audio Boom.
Okay.
And you said it was on Spotify. Like, oh, shit, it's going on Spotify. Mm-hmm. There it goes. Boom.
And it's so easy to find on Spotify, too.
Yeah, it's right there.
I typed it in on my Spotify here, whatever. I was like, damn, pops right up, whatever. iTunes took like 4 days just to put it in a searchable engine.
Figures, Apple.
We're on another platform. We're on all platforms. Stitcher, that's a good one.
Stitcher
is a normal one. I mean, if you're a avid podcast listener, then you know Stitcher has been like, it's like the oldest one too.
Yeah,
it's been around for the longest. I don't think that many people. I think a lot of people do go to Stitcher, but I think it's the less sexy one to visit or whatever. Like, as far as I say like that, it's like, it's kind of like
it's very workmanlike, I guess is the word.
Yeah, it's more of like the niche. Yes. You got to be like an avid podcast listener, like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to that one. We're on Radio Public. It's a little app there or whatever. Radio Public. They do a lot of podcasts.
Show us some love. Thank you, Radio Public.
Got a lot of hundreds or whatever. They put our stuff on there now, too. We were definitely showing some love, Radio Public. Man, that'd be cool as fuck if we can put them on the map.
Yeah.
Which we will.
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta worry about that.
I mean, did we not put
the... You ain't worried, baby?
I mean, we put the movies... We put the movie scene on the map or whatever stuff, you know? I mean...
We put in all that work.
Ooh, man. Remember all them nominations we had and stuff?
Exactly.
Ooh, man.
Accolades.
All them accolades. The awards and stuff like that. Man, we were pioneers of our time.
That's who we are today.
And we were newbies at it, too.
Came on the scene, fucked that shit all up.
Fucked the game up.
Damn, what are these other podcasts doing? Like, damn, y'all this terrible?
They was like, wait a minute,
what
hold
are y'all
on.
Doing? Y'all don't know how to do a fucking podcast?
They was like, wait a minute, hold on. You mean to tell me I can go to this show and listen to The Real Perspective?
People were listening, like, wait, these are what movie podcasts supposed to sound like?
Damn.
And now people who are on fucking alcohol podcasts, like, damn, this is what alcohol podcasts supposed to sound like?
It makes people want to drink. They're like, I gotta try that now.
Damn, it could be this entertaining? Holy shit, you just spitting off facts and just talking about the beer? Because who the fuck was to hear that all day?
Yeah, exactly.
Boring shit.
They're giving me a sample?
Yeah.
Damn, Stuart, you ain't getting no sample, by the way.
Try as hard as you want, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you ain't getting us caught up, bitch.
Look, we know you want to talk.
And I don't want the show to go on. So, yeah, don't fuck us up.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Because we will vanish again. Vanish into the abyss.
Yes.
But we're on Radio Public. Going to blow them up real quick. We're on iTunes. Check us out, Last Drop there. We're on Stitcher, like I said. You could listen to Audio Boom if you want to, too. They have an app, too.
Oh, do they? Oh,
I think they do. I don't know. I got
on the website.
Yeah. Boop and listen there, whatever. But if you want to just, like, how do I subscribe? Where if you don't have, just go to the search engine on any of those platforms. Type it in, The Last Drop. You'll find it. Subscribe there. If not, go to Audio Boom. The link's in the...
You got options. That's all I'm saying. So, end of the day, you got no excuse. Mm-hmm. What I keep saying.
Go to Audio Boom, type in The Last Drop. It'll have all the little areas where you can log in as far as, like, you know, Radio Public, Stitcher. You click on those, it takes you right to the page of that perspective's website. And you can subscribe that way, too. There's multiple ways to do that, whatever. And as if they should do it. And like I said, go to iTunes especially, though, to leave us a review.
Reviews. Yes, that's important.
Yeah, we want to get into the review territory.
Everybody on iOS, if you're listening to this, please leave those reviews.
And even if you're not on iOS, go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah, do it anyway.
Yeah, because I know you know somebody that has one.
If you're on Twitter, please be active.
I
want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Instagram, Twitter.
Hashtag it.
Please. I want to be much more active than the movie spoiler shoot we did back in the day. Please.
I like how we keep saying back in the day, but it's like literally.
It's back in the day, P1. Drain.
Okay,
listen to me.
Fine.
It was back in the day.
That P1 thing, where we'll get.
Right. I was like, I'm getting better. Don't worry. I know I just slipped right there.
Dude, last week,
I just jumped over that shit right now.
Last week, that's all you kept saying.
I know. It's fine. I'm getting better.
But that was the lost tape, so.
Yes, lost tapes. Fuck the lost tapes. Be a bonus. When you listen to our fuck ups.
Lost tapes will be a Patreon.
I don't know why you want to listen to it, but you want to just talk shit.
You know, I gotta say though, how many fuck ups do you think we'll be doing?
No, we learn from that. It ain't gonna be... That's probably it.
Because I thought about that yesterday when I texted you with her, and I was just like, How many fuck
ups? We ain't doing two shows anymore in one day. We're not recording. We're not doing that shit anymore.
Well, Cody didn't leave until 1 a.m.
I look at my fucking thing. It's 1:33 when I fucking
left. Even I was looking like, holy shit, dude. I was like, 1:33. I know Cody probably got here around 4-ish. Like
four, yeah, about 4.
4-ish, 4:10, whatever stuff. We might have started like around 5:30 maybe. Because we went to go get something.
We started drinking before that.
Yeah, that's right. We
had champagne.
Yeah, that's right. And then, and we had to redo the show too as well.
Oh, yeah, lost that 40 minutes.
40 minutes, whatever. I don't even recall taking up like that long of a break in between shows neither. And somehow we was here for fucking 1 a.m. going. And I was like, how the fuck was that possible?
That was Jesus.
And here we thought last week where we was like, it's going to be simple. We got this. Two shows, whatever.
So. Almost 8 hours.
And what really fucked me up, whatever, I think Cody had poured too much of the last four rows we had. And he was like, I'll put it back in the bottle. I looked at it. I was like,
you drank it.
I said, give me that right
here. Yeah, yep.
I downed that shit, whatever. And I was just like.
Thankfully, now we have that little concoction right there, that little device.
Yeah. The little jigger.
Jigger, yeah.
Yeah.
Double jigger.
You know, I never knew the name of this thing.
I never knew the name either.
And then when I saw it, I was like.
I used to just call it a measuring device.
A jigger. I said. That's what I thought, too. I was like, a jigger.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I was thinking of before I even came here. And you probably like, oh, perfect.
What kind of racist shit is this? Yeah, like, hold on. A jigger, my nigga. What? Like, what? Hold on. Wait. What? Like, when I saw that, I was looking like, for real? That's what you call it?
Because
I was going to ask the clerk at the store, like, hey, what's that thing when you measure things, you pour and stuff like that, whatever. And I didn't want him to look at me going, like, really? I don't know what that is neither. And I was like, fuck. It's hard to explain because when I went to High Time Winery, I was looking for it. I didn't see it. And I was like, I need to find this thing. Yeah, and I don't know the name of it. And then when I saw it in the store, and I saw it on multiple things, they had different ones too. They're all called jiggers.
Oh, okay. 1 ounce and 1.5 ounce.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need that for cocktails and I need to make and stuff. So.
Perfect. This is what you need.
Plus, it's going to help for whiskey.
Oh, yeah, whiskey. Yeah.
So, instead of our usual pours that we normally do and stuff like that.
Get
that
shit accurate.
Yeah. So, yeah, finally get it accurate because my measuring shit. Oh, shit, looking on the back. They got like little sides and stuff.
Yeah.
That's dope.
You know, for whiskey week, I think 1 ounce pour. Well, I think the first pour, 2 ounces, and then the rest is 1 ounce.
Yeah, because the first pour is usually the best one. The best one, whatever. We're probably most of the shows are going to be like one or two bottles. That was a four rows special, and I had to go four bottles because four rows is itself. So,
but did you know a small shot is a pony? Did you know that?
No,
that's what they call it.
No,
a pony.
Pony's a big motherfucker. They weigh a lot. Those are
there's multiple names. Pony petite.
I knew petite.
Standard shot, which is 1.5 ounces. I didn't know that was a standard.
I knew that was standard shot. Yeah,
which is 1 ounce. Okay, then moyen.
The only one I didn't know was the pony.
Pony.
That's the smallest one.
We're going to start calling it that.
I thought it was petite. But yeah, we got to start calling
pony
it.
Like,
hey, you want a pony? What? You want a genuine?
I like it. Nice. Well played, sir. Well played. Well played.
So let me go ahead and down this.
I'll bring the others right here. Entertain the people while I grab it.
Okay, so yeah, I will entertain them. So yeah, like I said, we're on all those platforms. Check us out, leave us a review. Next week is Mix and Match Week. We're going to be doing our house specialties. What I mean by house specialties, Cody's going to bring his normal go-to beer. It ain't nothing special. Maybe it is special. You never know, whatever stuff. But, thank you, sir.
One for me.
I love this can design, by the way.
Badass. You know what's funny? When we go pick up those cans, there was actual cats in the window. By the brewery setup, which is funny, hilarious to me.
That's fucking great, actually. Because when I saw you post it, I was like, damn, that can design is fucking dope as shit.
Yeah. Oh, Muckers, they always come through.
Designs. That can design, they're like Compass Box whiskey and shit. Yeah. Like Compass Box always has like the best type shit, whatever. But next week's Mix and Match Week, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be bringing in my house whiskey. Cody's going to be bringing his house beer. We're going to probably switch it up a little bit. We're going to be doing beer with. We're just going to be talking. We're going to do a little chat here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about why it's our choice of go-to.
Oh, yeah.
Could be price.
I already got one of mine, too.
Could be easy to get.
I already have mine.
I think everybody knows my bottle. I always go to.
I already have mine.
And stuff. I went to Costco looking for
it. Now, for those, are we just doing one or two bottles?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Probably just do one, though, now that we're thinking about it. I only have one. It's on my.
All right, we'll do one.
That's my fine. Real go-to. I don't think I have two go-tos.
I got one perfect. Okay, cool. We'll do that.
Yeah, I only have one go-to. Yeah, Yamazaki 18. No, that's not a go-to. That's too expensive to be a go-to. Although somebody did tell me, yeah, you need to get your ass to Glendale, man. Costco gonna have them that Yamazaki 18 for $289 or whatever. I was like, I ain't driving to fucking Glendale for them to tell me. You know what? We've been a little too nice this episode. It's time for me to talk shit now.
Talk your shit, bro. Him.
Fuck Costco, okay? I hate fucking Costco, okay? Whatever. Costco, they do this bullshit type
of deal. They have shitty beer.
They have the this type of shit. Shitty. They have good deals when they get their good whiskey in. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like Yamazaki 12, they get it for $80 if they get it. Here's this thing that they do, Cody. So they get it. You go there, you tell them, hey, where is that Yama 12 at? I want some of that, whatever. They go like, let me check the inventory. I say check the inventory. I always record their asses when I'm doing it, too, because I want people to look at the screen. Oh, it says we got 4 on stock right now. Okay, go give me one then. Yeah, we don't know where to find them at. Yeah, you're bullshitting me. You're fucking bull. I hope the owner of Costco is listening to this, too. But he will. He will listen to this because I fucking hate that store or whatever. And what bothers me
about our word matters.
What bothers me the most about it is, like, what good is an electronic inventory if it doesn't fucking update itself? What's the point of having it, then?
I'm not making a face. That just should be obvious. That's why I'm not just like, yeah.
Just like, okay. Hey, basics. Think of it as a podcast. What's the point of having an archive if I can't go backwards and listen to previous episodes, then? It's not an archive, then, right? If you can't do that, then it's not an archive. So why do you have an electronic inventory that tells you after you... It even tells you how many they sold and shit like that. Why doesn't it update right away? I don't understand that. So I go here, go to Costco, get the Yama 12. They tell me, oh man, we got 4 in stock. We sold 2 early, just about an hour. It tells you the time every goddamn thing. An hour ago, we sold 2. I tell them, I said, well, go find me the last 2 then. You want both of them? Yeah, fuck it. I'll take both of them. It's cheaper than 1 is anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then take both of them. Ah, we can't find them, whatever. The fuck you mean you can't find them?
Get a whole electronic database. That make no sense.
You clearly have them either in the back here or on the shelf. You don't have them in the shelves, because they always tell you, did you go check the liquor aisle, whatever? You don't even have a, you know how they got those tags?
Yeah.
You don't even have a tag to say where it was at. Like, if they had a tag that told you where it was at, like, oh, this is where the Yamazaki 12 is, but as you can clearly see, there's none here, so they sold out. That answers my question. They sold out, but they don't even have a tag up. So the shit is kept somewhere. And they try to tell you, go look in the back. Let me do a store walk with them. I'm not doing a store walk with you, dude. You go walk your ass over there yourself. But I'm not walking all the way in the back, whatever. You go do that yourself. Yeah, I can't find it. It must be in a pallet. So you mean to tell me you stuck 2 bottles in a pallet with some other shit? So I finally told him. I just told this dude. I said, we were walking. I said, stop fucking with me. Just be real with me.
Yeah.
I said, the whiskey community, we all know. You motherfuckers keep shit for yourselves, and then you buy it yourself, whatever. As soon as you get it, you got it. And he looked at me, paused for a moment, and in my head, I was like, he's making up some shit.
Guilty.
He says, well, dude, it's just not allowed. We're not allowed to do that because it's such a hot item that we're not allowed to keep these type of things for ourselves, or whatever, because they sell so fast, or whatever. And I just whispered, I coughed, bullshit, excuse me. I said, I can tell you this right now. If I was working at Costco and that shit came in, and I was the first one to see this shipment come in, you guarantee I'm opening that motherfucker and hiding it in the back. Without a shadow of the fucking doubt, I'm doing that. You know, you get fired. It's Costco. I don't give a fuck. Maybe they got good benefits. I don't know. Whatever. But it's Costco. I don't give a fuck. You can fire me then, whatever. I walked away with a Yamazaki 12, whatever and shit. I can tell you this right now. I'm hiding it, putting it away. Maybe they got little lockers in the back or whatever, something like that. I'm hiding that motherfucker somewhere. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
I'm coming back after my shift's over. Yeah, I'm buying this right here or whatever. I know they got like a little Costco membership deal, too. Like, if you work there, you probably get a little sale, too.
So you already
like,
know.
Ooh, extra 10% off? Oh, even better then. You mean tell me all people that work there, especially the people that work in that alcohol department that know about it, too? You mean tell me that none of them is doing that?
Not a single soul.
The bottle is normally running for $120, sometimes at $300 or whatever. $120, $300. You mean tell me if you had it for $80, you're not going to do that? He looked at me and said, nah, I can tell you, man, we're not doing that. I was like, I know you bullshitting me now, dude. I said, you know what?
DuckTales.
You didn't bullshit me so much, whatever. I think it's time for me to exit now. I had a buddy tell me, Costco and Glendale, man. I heard they're getting a shipment of the 18 to, because their 18 is cheap. That shit runs like $500 plus, whatever. $289? Shit. Dude, give me two of those then, whatever. They only allow you to take two anyway. I think for the 18 is only one, but the 12 is two per customer. Fuck yeah, give me two of those, whatever, if I can. I'm not driving to Glendale.
No.
To look at somebody's. Because I even asked you, I said, so basically, your inventory is bullshit and worthless. Not exactly, because sometimes inventory could be back on store bought backs or brought back. I said, so you mean to tell me somebody literally bought a whiskey today and brought it right fucking back? Dude, do you hear yourself right? I was like, I said, you bullshitting a bullshitter.
I said, that's some shit.
I said, I do that for a living. You look like, for real.
Shady, man. Wow.
Somebody gonna bring, like, why would they bring it back just to get the money they spent on it when they can sell it for double the price? So you mean to tell me I went to two different Costcos and got that same, and each one of them had an inventory list on the screen saying they had this amount and they couldn't find them.
Wow.
Then they try to tell me because they have a customer pickups area or whatever. Okay. I think it's like where you order something, you pick it up. Yeah. That's where they keep stuff supposedly $100 or more. They tell me, because one guy said, oh, that's where it's at. I said, okay, I'll go over and check them out. Because now the liquor aisle. And then I go over there and I look, check it out. I said, you guys got this? He said, we don't keep those over here because it's under $100. I said, but you don't have a shelf selection for it in the liquor aisle. Yeah, but we don't keep it here. Oh, you just bullshitting me now. Because your inventory straight up says you have about four bottles left. Where the fuck are the four bottles at then? Well, I could send you to another store. I said, don't even bother. Don't send me to another store because they're going to do the same shit. Because that's what you all do. You have an inventory list. You tell me it's there. We have it. But then you're telling me it's either in a pallet or it's a store brought back, whatever. It's like, I think I told the lady I was fucking, I said, well, give me a red vest and I'll go searching through every one of these fucking pallets in or whatever. What pallet could it be in? This dude tried to take me around and said, because I said, why would you put two bottles on a different pallet of a different bottle? That makes no sense. Why wouldn't you just keep it all together as one?
Right.
He's like, oh, look at that one. That has Jameson, but you see that box up there? That's a Knob Creek. I said, that's a box, though, of Knob Creek. That's not two bottles. Like I was like, I understand a whole box in with Jameson or whatever stuff. It's like, oh, you pallet it's one or whatever shit. But I was like, two bottles? I was like, so did you stick two bottles in a Jameson box? That's what you're telling me? Sometimes they do that. You're fucking with me right now, right? I was like, you gotta be shitting me. I was like, fuck Costco. I hate that goddamn store.
Well, damn.
I hate that fucking store. I
never go to Costco. I know my buddy's a big Costco shopper.
Because they have such great deals on liquor. On not beer. That beer sucks ass or whatever and shit.
Just general goods. My buddy's a big shopper.
General whatever. Damn. I mean, the TV's as cheap as fuck or whatever and stuff. I mean, my 55-inch, I had it back at the old place or whatever. I got my TV from there or whatever. It was like
That story, man, that's...
Oh, they always try to fuck you when it comes to that type of shit. You know?
Fuck that noise.
And I ain't about that noise.
Oh, yeah, nah. Well, they won't be receiving any last drop business.
I told my buddy, I said, I would rather spend $500 than run to Glendale.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm not...
Why not? What? All at Glendale? Man, that's...
Because he made it sound like so simple. He's like, wake up early, go to Glendale. I looked at him and I was like... First of all, you want me to wake up early after a Saturday night, which you know I've been partaking in some alcoholic beverages or whatever. It's the only...
Glendale?
Thank you.
Fuck out of here with that.
Glendale, first of all. Even from you, that shit's far. Yeah. Even where my office is, that's far as shit, whatever. Like, come on. Even where Sony was when we were going, I was like, I ain't going there. Glendale, like, get the hell out of here. I'm not going to Glendale on a witch hunt.
I could suck a dick on that one.
Oh, Costco would feel the fear of wrath or whatever. Because they were like, they told me something. It was like, well, we can call you and take this. And I just turned around and walked away and said, I don't give a fuck anymore. And she was like, oh. I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to write a long ass letter to Costco.
You should write a review on their Yelp site.
Yeah, like how many times.
on Google.
How many times they fucked me over. And like, I've been lucky to walk out of there sometimes with some good purchases per se, whatever, as far as Yamazaki come. But like, they did this shit last year and this year too. And I'm kind of like, I hate this store.
Well, yeah, write your review. After that, disregard them entirely. Don't even bother with them motherfuckers anymore.
Oh yeah, I'm not going back.
You hear like some release coming out. Oh yeah, we got this. No, fuck them. Why waste your time?
How do you have an inventory and it doesn't tell you that? Like, that makes no sense
to me. That's bullshit.
No, that was definitely bullshit.
That's unprofessional.
It's in a pallet.
Yeah. In a pallet. It was going to lose fucking, like, 2 or 3. Fuck you.
If I bought you a pallet or a box of let's just say, Jameson. Mm-hmm. How about you? And it just so happened, you open it up and go like, oh my God, Glenn Marenghi is in here.
Yeah.
What sense does that fucking make? I don't get that, whatever, but I digress. I'm going to open up my monkish.
As you should.
I'm going to get a shot of this real quick, though.
Hold on. Also, as you should.
Right with the
recording. State of clarity.
Right with the recording here.
So, the special thing about this beer right here, other than the fact that it's a collab with Other Half, which is in New York, they're a great brewery. Mm-hmm. You know, Monkish, they're primarily known for their hazy IPAs. Ooh. And I believe their first ever West Coast IPA they did was Blind Pug, which they released around the time of their 7th anniversary, which was a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so the good news is they're going to regularly do West Coast IPAs now. In conjunction with their hazy stuff. Yeah, so. Yeah, so this is a breakthrough beer right here. A cool thing about this one as well is double dry hop. So what that means, after the boil, so post-boil, when the beer is fermented and cold, throwing an amount of hops in there. That's all you put in there. But with this one, put in an extra amount of hops.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be hoppier, got more aromatics, more flavor. So it's going to be what the beer was supposed to be, but on steroids, basically.
Oh, I like steroids.
Yes.
It's okay. It doesn't do anything for me, as you can see, but, you know.
That's what that means.
My voice has cleared up, too.
It has cleared up, yes.
Yeah.
Wonders of alcohol.
That's the power of alcohol right there. You know, I even feel, like, way better inside.
Yeah, that
was good. I kind of expected that to happen, too, so I was, like, really looking forward to this.
That's good, man. Magical cure,
so, cheers, my friend.
Oh, by the way, don't pour the entire thing, because I want you to see the difference between
glass
and can.
Oh, okay.
So pour half in here, and then pour some, at least some in the can.
Okay.
So I want you to see that there's variations between flavors.
Is that good?
No, you pour half. Pour half.
Oh, shit.
Well, half got left. That just didn't spill.
Damn. See, yeah, that's
so yeah, your pour is fucked up. Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
Damn.
I'm gonna pour that for you, sir. You need help there?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine now. Let the fizz settle whatever shit. God damn. I fucked that all up.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of forgot that shit slides to the end like that. You tilted or whatever. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That does happen still. Yeah. Well, luckily these pants are really good.
I already know that sip tastes good. Probably bitter as fuck. You know, the sip's on the top, bitter as fuck, but.
Actually, it's not that bitter.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it is just a little.
Yeah. Oh, it's not bad.
Not that bad. Yeah. Not that better. Yeah. Look at that foam. That look like a root beer float.
A little bit.
Yeah. Look at that right there.
A little foam on there.
Yeah. My lactose ass. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to eat that.
I don't want that.
Man, I'm going to take a shit. So,
as I'm sure you guys know, Monk is just like the creme de la creme as far as breweries go out here in SoCal. I don't think any other brewery is as hyped as Monkish out here.
What are you talking about?
You probably got some San Diego shit maybe, but I'm trying to think anything come close like as far as trade value goes.
What are you talking about? The Bud Light breweries, man. That's wrong.
Yeah, of course.
Bud Light. Yeah, how could you forget that? You see that in 405?
Yeah, but,
when you're going towards the valley, Santa Clarita and shit like that, you see that brewery, you go like, damn, look at that spot right there.
Boom, right there.
Yeah,
smell that wheat.
I love it too because it says made in LA on the side of it too. And it's like,
that's some fucking nerve. Y'all motherfuckers.
Why would y'all put that sign
there? There's another one too, always cross when I'm going towards the It's 605? I'm on the 10 going towards Burbank. What freeway is that?
Oh, the 101?
Yeah, 101. Then what's the Burbank freeway though?
Damn, it's the same one you take the is that the 90?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. But you're going towards,
might be the 60.
You
might
wherever the one right before you hit the 52.
I was just on the motherfucker too. I don't,
right before you hit the 52. I think it's 90.
It's two digits. Yeah. I know that's 90 or 60. Yeah. But look,
there's one right on the way there.
Flip one upside down.
By Arcadia and all that shit.
Yeah. There's another one there.
Yeah, there's another one.
Good lord.
Yeah.
There's two of those motherfuckers? There's
two of those motherfuckers in the vicinity. Wow. Yes.
Wow, okay.
I get disgusted every time I see them motherfuckers.
You know the thing about that beer, though, it's like, okay, like, there's a difference between whiskey and beer in that matter. It's like, oh, well. well, people, I can't drink Blanton's, Yamazaki, whatever the fuck it may be, whatever, because they don't sell that at the store, and this is how I get my alcohol, whatever. So, but with, like, beer, it's like, you go to a normal store, like Rouse or something, mm-hmm. like that, it's like, yeah, but there's options at that store, though.
There's plenty of options.
Like, they have all kinds of beer there, whatever.
The bad part about it is even then, it's still better than the shit you normally buy. Beer's most likely old.
Thank you, yeah. Outdated,
but it's still better.
I mean, like, they have, like, Stone, Lagunitas, mm-hmm. Small Town North Brewery. Coast, there, North Coast, Ballast Point.
Do you even have fucking Peace Support beers there?
No? Yeah. But, like... So, like, you have no excuse of, like, why you... Like, maybe you're just like, oh, I'm too afraid to spend the money on Tribe, but it's like, that beer is really cheap, though. Yeah. It's, like, less than $5, mm-hmm. if $5 at the most. So, I mean, unless you, like, buying those bottles of sale, but if you're buying a pack, you're like, $9.99, it's like...
You're telling you don't have to buy a six-pack of Sierra Nevada?
With Sierra Nevada, is like, you know... I put them on a high standard. They're really fucking good.
Oh, man. If you ever had their Pelo Fresh, which you can never find fresh. Pelo. If you ever had fresh. And Torpedo, too.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Torpedoes were, I think it was my first ever craft beer.
IPA. Oh, nice.
If I'm not mistaken, I have to go back on that one. But I know it was my first IPA, for sure. Yeah. I mean, Sierra Nevada is just, like, just classic or whatever. And they haven't fell into that Stone territory where they're kind of like, eh.
No, they're there.
Oh, though? Okay. Yeah. Okay, never mind then.
No, that would be quicker than that. Yeah.
Oh, that's a damn shame then.
Yeah, there's still, you know, quality stuff.
That's a goddamn shame then. Okay.
Well, yeah, they're not great, but they put out good stuff.
Oh, because they do put out good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that Stone doesn't. Stone does put out good stuff. Yes, they do. Yes, I will drink their shit, but it kind of tastes the same sometimes. So, I sense no difference in from Arrogant Bastard to just Stone IPA. It just
No, there's a difference.
There is, but it's not that big or whatever. It's like, yeah, okay. That was a waste. But,
ready,
Yeah, I'm ready to sip.
Oh, you already sip? Okay. Oh, sip from the can. Okay, I like that. What are you tasting there, sir?
I'm being ambitious, that's why.
Oh, by the way, people, give you the hot profile. It's brewed with Citra, Simcoe Centennial, and Idaho 7 hops.
Definitely taste those hops.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to say shit.
It's double dry hops.
So wow, yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. Way more than the last one, dude.
And by the way, people, just so you know, I'm just putting this example out here. So you know what? We don't pinch pennies on these fucking beers. This was $22 a 4-pack.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, because I saw that can you're
holding. I bought two of these motherfuckers. I already had one.
Wow, shit. So you damn near spent $50 on
spent $44
on an 8-pack.
On cans of beer, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
We really
that's
are.
That's just how Muckish rolls.
We really are alcoholics. Damn.
Okay. Yeah.
And you gotta be like, if you ship these out, it's like a weird way of shipping these. Like, it's all kind of extra rules of how to
package. You can't tell them you're sending alcohol.
Thank you, yeah.
Can't say shit, I'm sending.
Well, no, like, somebody was telling me there's all these rules of how to package it so it stays the way it is.
Yeah, you gotta bubble wrap it.
I was like.
Cans are better. They're more sturdy. Yeah. Bottles, yeah, that's what we got really careful with.
I was like, holy shit. He sent me all these rules. I was like, so many rules. I don't follow rules. I'm a rule breaker.
So, what you tasting there, man? In the can, at least.
I'm definitely tasting those hops, for sure. Mm-hmm. That hops hit the back of your throat area or something like that.
Any specific flavor or note comes out?
It's going to sound weird.
Oh, go ahead. That's the way they want beer. People taste different things.
Yeah, I know this isn't it, but it's like a pine type.
That's what we said about
like
the
pine cone or something.
Most of these beers, they're going to have a lot of that in common.
Okay, so that's what I really taste with it. That's really hitting me.
There's a good amount of bitterness there. I love the bitterness.
People are like, what the fuck? I don't want to know what pine cone is. That's gross or whatever. And like, no, it actually hits. Actually, it makes the hop more a little hoppier.
There's on the back end of the flavor, there's a fruit. I can't tell what fruit it is.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not like too prominent, but it's there.
It's subtle.
Yeah. It's definitely a citrus fruit.
Oh, yeah, when you smell it from the glass, it's definitely
a whole other story.
Yeah, it's more citrus.
Yeah.
And I don't know what fruit it is.
Flavor's going to be different, too.
So, you know what? Since I don't probably eat this fruit, I'm just going to make up some shit. It's a papaya.
Yeah, you get that sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't need specific hops, but yeah, you get that sometimes.
It's a papaya. Yeah. Me not being the beer guy, I can say that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You say that, you're a detriment to the community. No.
Yeah, see, much more balance in the glass. You get more fruit character. It's more.
You do.
Yeah.
But I taste more of the hops in the can, though.
Yeah, it's hoppier in the can, that's what I'm saying.
I think I kind of like
the can better.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I kind of like the can.
I think you get more flavor in the glass.
You do get more flavor and whatever. Yeah. So don't get me wrong, I like the flavor and stuff, but the flavor, I prefer the hops over the flavor.
See, I'm a hoppy guy too, but this one, I love the flavor in this one so much. That's probably why I prefer.
I guess it would depend, though, like on the.
Because don't get me wrong, I love Hot Bomb. That's what I grew up on.
No, it doesn't depend. I just do like the hops.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad that's why we did this. Can versus glass.
I do like the hops.
There's a difference. There's always a difference. People say, oh, there's no difference. Oh, huge fucking difference. Lick that can, baby.
What are you talking about? I didn't lick none. That. Yeah, I did not do that.
Get in that motherfucker.
Why we do that? I did not do that. No, I prefer the hops over the flavor.
Yeah, this is Hot Bomb.
Flavor. I don't have a problem with flavor. I know a lot of people think I shun flavor because I don't like flavored whiskey or whatever and stuff, but that's a whole different
thing. Yeah, that's different. That's adjunct shit.
That's like, I'm trying to make it sweet.
No, that's artificial shit. Yeah. You're wild with that, yeah.
Because all alcohol has flavor in it.
Yeah.
It makes no fucking sense anyway, whatever. Let me rephrase that. Beer and whiskey have flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Other shit is like artificial. Like vodka and shit like that. And I'm pretty sure there's a vodka listener listening. They're going like, wait a minute.
I've had good vodka before, so I hear you.
There's good vodka.
I hear
very damn good vodka.
Apparently there's good gin too, from what I heard.
Every bit of alcohol has a certain place, except for shitty beer. But and shitty whiskey.
Oh, hell no.
But there's a place for every bit of alcohol, whatever. I've never been in a scenario recently where I needed the vodka, but if it was a vodka bar, give me the best vodka you have then. Yes. Unfortunately, I don't go to a lot of vodka bars. I don't know a lot of vodka bars.
I know one I know of.
I know a mojito bar.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's right down the street, actually. We went there once, but we didn't get anything to drink because of shit. The fucking bartender was taking forever, dude. The Sip Lounge.
I don't know if you go there.
I don't remember why we went there, neither, but we went somewhere else afterwards, and okay. I don't remember. It might have been that Comic-Con thing. We went there first before we went to the club we went to or whatever. But I don't think that was it, though. We went there for some reason, and I remember you liking the environment, the setup was there, but the bartender took fucking forever to get to it, and I just looked at you and was like, you want to go somewhere else? It was a hotel bar here on Ocean Boulevard. It's a mojito lounge.
I remember going to that hotel.
Yeah, okay,
dude.
That was years ago.
I do.
Probably 2013, 2014, whatever. But we didn't get anything, because it was like, because I was like, oh, you want to try this mojito bar or whatever? I know somebody listening is going like, you faggots.
Fuck you.
You're like, fuck you. You're like, alcohol's alcohol. Who gives a fuck or whatever shit? Like, dude, you can make a good mojito, then damn shit. Like I've had some delicious ass.
I love mojitos.
I like them too. They're great. They're sweet and good.
We wake you up.
Brunch?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're perfect for brunch or whatever stuff, you know? But, yeah, the bar was nice as fuck. I mean, maybe we'll go back there, but I can't remember the reason why we went there. Like, it was like an event or something. Like, I think it was the Comic-Con, but I don't think it was it. We went to Comic-Con, and then we went, let's go here. And we went there, but the bartender took so long, so we were just like, ah, let's just leave and go somewhere else. So we were just kind of like, eh. But I've never been back since that day or whatever. And that was like fucking 5 years ago, probably. We'll probably go back now because we're a little bit older.
And yeah.
We have beards now, so maybe he'll respect us.
True.
You know?
Sure about a little bit.
He's probably like,
got a little shadow.
Those guys know nothing about mojitos. I will not make nothing for them. I am a goddamn artist.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yes. I can get behind there too. They're like, let me bring my little my jigger. Yeah, let me bring jigger. My jigger. Yeah.
Me and my jigger.
Jigger my nigger. So racist. But yeah, so dude, I prefer the can.
That's crazy. I prefer the glass. And I'm a hop head too, but I prefer the glass.
Maybe it's because I didn't water this out. Still have the taste of the other previous beer. I doubt it, but.
Mm. Delicious beer altogether, though.
So. Either way, it's still fucking good. Mm. Yeah, whenever we say we prefer one or the other, we're not shitting on the other one, okay? Because I know we say that a lot now. I listened last week a little bit. Mm-hmm. We said that, oh, it's better than another one. Or,
oh, no, yeah. We never shit on the beer.
Yeah. We're never going to shit on the whiskey or the beer.
Yeah,
or
it's
the
good.
Beer,
we're never shit on it. We're just saying.
I know what we will be shitting on, though, is when we get to Mix and Match week and we start making shit of our own. And we're like, oh, goddamn, Cody, you put way too much fucking salt in this motherfucker. Or something like that. And I'm like, oh, God. We will be shitting on each other's drinks.
That's next week, too, huh?
We should do that one when we do a Mix and Match week where I make a drink and you make one. And when
We're going to do that.
Well, then you try mine, I try yours, and go like, ooh, Cody, you put too much sugar in this motherfucker.
What the hell is this? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so I need to go buy, we need to go buy ingredients or something like that. Go to a Smart and Final.
Yeah, right. I guess that'll be next month when we do the
Costco or something.
I guess a little cocktail.
Yeah, maybe that'll be next month. Yeah, yeah,
next month.
Let's do a...
We'll just beer and whiskey this week. Next month we'll do cocktails.
So, because next week we're doing house week.
Yes, house
basically
week. Yeah,
our house drinks that we have in store. But next month we'll do mixed cocktails and stuff like that. Whatever. I got some bitters, the liquid bitter too, whatever and stuff. So try that. Get some fruit. Put some orange peels in there. Be a little creative.
A little egg white going. You that level yet?
Gotta get some toothpicks, baby. Gotta have that cherry popping on top right there. Or whatever. Like, ooh.
Biting to the motherfucker.
Yeah. How come the cherries at the bar never look like the motherfuckers in the store? By the
never
way?
Do.
They never fucking do. I was looking at them cherries. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
what the hell? Is that a fucking cherry?
I was like, am I fucked up already? Yeah. Like, in the morning? Because, like, the cherries at the bar, like, look at them, like, damn, that looks sexy as fuck.
Pick those motherfuckers off the fucking
vine.
Yeah,
like, they pulled it right off the vine, whatever. And then you go to the store, and they all, like, beat up and not.
Beat up discolored.
It's colored and shit like that. You're like, what the hell is that? Oh, I don't like that at all. Okay. Whatever. So, we're going to get some concoctions made or whatever and stuff.
That's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Maybe I can make you a whiskey sour.
That used to be my go-to drink back in the day.
Yeah, because it used to. Too. Yeah.
Whiskey sours, baby.
I'll make you a Jack and Coke.
This motherfucker. This podcast about goddamn Jack and Coke.
Bitch. I'll make you a Jack and Coke, Cody. I'll pour Jack here and Coke
that's
here.
Drink, there you your go. Friend drags you to a bar and it's like nothing else to drink. Like, fuck, it's gonna be Jack and Coke, whatever.
Man, I haven't had a Jack and Coke.
I haven't had one in a long time.
Fucking 8 years, maybe? 7 years, maybe?
Damn.
7 years, whatever? Yeah. I had a Hennessy and Coke.
Shit.
When I was with you,
that's right.
We both had one, whatever, and that shit was sugary as. I think I got diabetes just from drinking that shit. I was like, holy shit! And don't get me wrong, I eat a few sweets here and there, a couple of times, especially nowadays. I eat a lot more sweets than usual, but damn, that one drink was like, whoa! I think I got diabetes. Like shit.
So you make the Jack and Coke. I'll make the gin and tonic. Boom.
Damn.
Easy.
You know I make. What is tonic?
What is tonic? Soda water? Is that what that is?
I think it's Canadian water. I think it's club soda. Because I thought it was always tonic.
Same shit.
Okay, good.
Okay. Different name, same shit.
Sipping on gin and juice, maybe? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. What kind of juice?
Orange juice? I'll keep you in suspense, brother.
Orange juice?
I'll keep you in suspense. You ain't doing that bullshit.
I had to say, I never liked orange juice with my alcohol.
Or, like mimosas.
We're like, oh yeah, mimosas, that's fine. Or mimosas, look, you get fucked up with mimosas, there's something wrong.
That's basic shit. You take no thought. Half champagne.
You
half
know what? We should do a brunch at, you've been to Mimi's Cafe, right?
I have.
They got a fucking coconut mimosa.
We'll do that one day. That'll
so fucking good.
That'll be the bar review.
It's a little Corbel champagne or whatever. So it's so fucking good, dude. Like, I was like, oh. I usually go there for a little bit of brunch or whatever whenever I go with moms or something like that. I take her out for brunch or whatever. We get a coconut mimosa whatever. It is.
Yeah, more people saying, oh, you gay mother. Fuck you.
Yeah. Whatever. Fuck you too,
fuck
dude.
You. That guy drinks, bitch.
The fuck else you gonna get at this brunch spot or whatever? Shit, like, it's either
that shit is good too. Fuck you.
It is delicious, whatever and shit, you know? And it's 11 a.m. in the goddamn morning, okay? Not that that would stop us anyway from drinking, because we started this at 11:30. So, yeah. But, no. That coconut mimosa is so fucking good.
I never even heard of that. That sounds good, though.
When I read it, I said it sounded good, so I got to try that. So
coconut, orange juice, and champagne. Mm.
So, to wrap up things here.
Yes, sir.
Gonna talk about L.A. a little bit.
L.A., City of Angels?
Santa Monica, mainly.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the good part of L.A.
Apparently not the
shit on Santa Monica.
Not the whitish part, no. Not the there's a blackish and a whitish, people. Thank you very much. So, you know I go partying every Friday.
Yes, you do.
Yes, and we went to the room.
Santa Monica. I like that spot.
That's a good
spot. I've been
spot.
There.
It's a cool
I've
spot,
there
whatever.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few bartenders there I'm trying to sleep with. Anyway.
As you normally do.
Yeah. And people are like, man, I like to go to the club or a party, whatever, to you know find the chicks here. JB is like, I'm looking at the bartenders. I want that one right there. That little Latina chick right there, the glasses and everything.
No,
right
that goes.
I'm like, yeah, she can make me a drink and get down. Anyway, though, so we go there. I've been there a few times. I've seen this brother before. Weirdest looking fucking brother ever. Speaking of mojitos and stuff, calling us whatever gay and stuff like that. This is beyond that. So this brother, black dude.
All right.
If you saw him, you'd be like, what? I didn't know they made niggas like him no more. This Negro.
Where did they carve you from? Was it stone?
He was like a cross between Martin Thomas, Cody Williams, and Jermaine B. All in the one or whatever.
Yeah, that's a fucked up concoction right there.
But like a fucked up version of it. Oh, and
Frankenstein
and
shit.
Corey Coleman too, whatever as well. And it was kind of like the concoction of all four of us standing looking at them going like, this is what makes us unique separately.
You never
should be together.
You never felt so handsome in your life, have you?
Oh, my God. First of all, that motherfucker had dookie shit braids or whatever was going on here.
Like somebody just put a polish on his head.
Looked like he took some...
He had glue on his head and he was doing...
Looked like that motherfucker took some escrow grease, dug his hand at that motherfucker and said, "Quap." There we go.
That's the exact sound.
Motherfucker had a jean jacket on. This is where the market
come out. Oh, no.
Jean with a rose on the back.
No. No.
Looking like he was looking like he was Fei Long from Street Fighter and shit, whatever.
Don't do that.
Like a black Fei Long from Street Fighter or whatever. The brother had a rhinestone bandana wrapped around his neck.
Oh, hell no.
With a picture of his face on the front of the jacket.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not joking you. Some skinny jeans.
Thought we were arrogant. Holy shit.
And some Jordans.
No.
With a V-neck. Going down. And.
No. Stop it.
Here's the fucked up part about it. We were dancing. He hit me. He like. Because he was doing some weird ass shit. And he thought he was getting off too. I was dancing with his girl. Obviously. Mm. He hit me right in the shoe. He sound like Gangstalicious. My bad, brother.
It's like a Mississippi pimp.
I had to look him up and down. I didn't even get a word out. Because normally I'd be like, oh, that's cool, brother, whatever, stuff like that. I had to...
You're probably about to, you're like... You're probably about to say... Oh. Did a double take.
I've seen him before, and I've always stopped my buddy and like, look at this Negro here. Because first of all, it's Santa Monica. Ain't a lot of black people in this motherfucker. I'm one of the few. Thankfully, I can dance. So they're like, look at that guy go. Look at him. He's awesome. You think it'd get me laid? It doesn't. Either way, though, this brother shows up. And you're like, oh, thank God, another black. Then he turns around looking like fucking Prince in the Revolution, mixing the one and shit. Ruffle shirt and shit, whatever and stuff. And you're like, what the hell? And he thinks he's the coolest motherfucker up in here, too.
He's that dude. He never like got away from the club. He never grew up.
No.
Like the club, that was always his scene.
He did this... I thought he tried to Bruce Lee cross-kick Leung. Because Leung was getting down. Everybody's putting the camera on Leung. He's getting down, whatever. It's his time to shine. Because everybody, we all get a moment of time to shine. It's his time to shine. This brother, I kid you not. Because other dudes was talking to him. It's like, yo, that cat right there, he's pointing at me. He's like, that cat gets down, knows how to dance. He's like, pointing at Leung. He's like, yo, that cat, another dude we hang. He gets down, whatever. This cat's staring. Okay, I heard him. He's like, I showed him. That motherfucker tried to do this slide move with his knee up in the air and shit. It looked terrible. Because all you can see is his face coming at you on his jean jacket.
I think that's some shit.
It was all cut up on the pants and stuff like that.
Like a horror story.
And then when he hit me, when he ran into me, and I know he did that shit on purpose or whatever and stuff too. And he said, he touched me on the chest. My bad, brother. I just couldn't stop looking at that bandana with the rhinestones on it. Shit was gleaming in my face like I was meeting a star for the first time. I was like, look. And mind you, he had sunglasses on, too. But, no, not sunglasses. Like, regular glasses. The big frame types, whatever.
Oh, no.
With no lenses.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm not joking with you, baby. I have proof of this because I have people that were there with me. I've seen this brother multiple times. I meant to bring him up, whatever. And whenever I see him, I just go like,
that's unfortunate.
He's the type of those type of people in L.A. where you just go like, yeah, can we just, like, collect him and, ship them off somewhere, like, you know, to Alaska or something like that, whatever, because, ooh, when you see him, douche. Damn. And he thinks he's going to get all the women.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, yeah, because he tries to hit all of them, and they all go like, no.
What time period is this? No.
Yeah, thank you. I'm more into medieval guys. Yeah. No, thank you, whatever, and stuff. In a suit of armor and stuff like that.
I like Vikings.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, that's my next week outfit. Don't worry. And he's got a bandana on, too, around his head.
Of course.
Headband.
Of course.
What time period does this
Negro have? How is the fucking outfit other than with a fucking bandana?
Why is there a rose in this Negro's jean jacket?
Why does he have his face on his shirt?
Oof, Jesus Christ.
Like, he's fooling himself. Like, damn. It's like some dudes, like, you can understand.
Hoop
like,
earring.
Yeah. Damn, this makes so much sense. You don't have to tell me this, but this makes sense.
He's like a product of the 80s.
Yeah.
All in one.
Motherfucker never let that day.
So I think it was Wayne in blackface. He's in blackface.
Blackface put in a black voice.
I could see that, yes. I don't know if that was a black voice, but whatever,
yeah, whatever
it was.
Whatever the fuck it was,
yeah. It was Prince.
Yes.
He purple rained me.
Yeah, the revolution.
He dropped me with the purple rainmaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was just like. He made it rain or whatever. Yeah. And you could tell, too. He looked like Dave Chappelle playing Dylon from that Diddy skit. Because when that other dude was talking to him, talking about like, yo, those cats get down. He tongue was hanging out. He's like,
Lip hanging, lip just dripping off his fucking face.
I show these brothers, man.
Face just melting.
I had to look at Yoon and them. I said, I didn't know they made niggas like this no more. I said, look. I wish that this place wasn't so kind of whitish, because I've seen white people in there do some of the. It's like that Dave Chappelle skit when they dance, man. That shit is like, what the man, fuck?
They're having fun about it.
I saw a dude throw his body on the ground like. I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
they living it up, man. Don't bother them.
Oh shit! It's like, damn, they crazy. I'm trying to dance. Them motherfuckers trying to throw their bodies against the rail and shit like that. When I saw this brother, I was just like, come on, brother. Ain't many of us in here. Why?
You have his representation.
Why you?
Oh, he can dance great. That motherfucker. He looks weird.
He's curious. Yeah. And he's going around the whole place, too. And he's just like, damn, just stay in one area, please. Don't run around with it. I don't need everybody in the place to see you, because this brother looked weird, especially when it.
I kind of wish I would have seen it, and then another part of me wishes I don't. I'm glad I didn't.
I told you, and I said, I'm going to get a photo with him.
You should.
I think I'm going to do that next time, whenever we go back there. Whatever. I'm going to get a photo with his brother, whatever, and stuff. He hit me in my foot, and he looked at me, and I saw that rhinestone thing shining in my face, and I couldn't look him in the eye. I stared at, like I said, normally I would be like, oh, it's no problem, brother, whatever, stuff. At least you said, excuse me, whatever. Yeah. Most of the white people don't, that motherfucker. But, when he said that, I just couldn't help but look at him going like, brother, you chose this. You chose to walk out the house with this. Lose the bandana, maybe it'll be fine. I was just like, what is going on here? Got them cornrows dripping and shit like that, whatever stuff. I was just like, what is that dripping, that black shit dripping from the, oh my God.
Oh, that juice, baby.
Got color dyeing going on in this motherfucker. Yeah. The next time I ran into him, I just had to look at him and go like, now who got the juice, baby? And and then he looked at me and said, I told you that juice would kill you, baby. And I was like, okay, it's time to go, guys. I was like, okay, time to leave, guys. Time to go now. Good for you. Good for you. And that's when I looked at you and I said, man, my city is known for being in the gay population here or whatever, but I was like, oof. Man, that was the weirdest shit I've ever fucking seen or whatever. Especially for a brother. That was weird. And his brother thought he was doing something too. He was swinging his arms and shit like that or whatever. I was like, oof. Oh, he's crazy. He had a rose on the back of his jean jacket.
I know. It was on the back of his jean jacket and his face on the front pocket.
Yeah. And some like highlighted spray painted shit on the other side.
Thought he was really doing some shit wearing that to the club.
He thought he was cool, dude. You don't think he's cool?
Not in this decade, no. Probably any decade, actually. If I think about it.
People in LA, I've never seen nobody wearing a jean jacket in general. Maybe some women.
Look at a jean jacket.
With a bandana on.
Had that denim.
He was representing that Nipsey Hussle, baby.
Apparently. Oh.
Anyway. That's the beer talking, not me. Moving on here, whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's when Yoon and all the rest saying, man, you need to do a Long Beach versus Santa Monica. I was like, is that?
That's not even really a match at this point. I won. Yeah, Long Beach wins. Fatality.
I was like, fatality. I was like, Scorpion came in, told him to get over here.
Flawless victory.
And then, yeah, flawless victory afterward. Cause I was like, ooh, that's
weird. After hearing that shit, I'm like, ooh, okay, man.
Yeah.
I never had an experience like that in Santa
Monica. You wouldn't wear a rhinestone bandana around your neck?
No rhinestones at all. No bandana, no jean jacket, no some cornrows.
It's you mean to tell me you wouldn't wear a bandana around your neck?
No.
Like kind of folded up like this?
What, Woody?
With your shirt hanging out like
hell
that?
Hell no.
Come on, Cody. You wouldn't do that?
Yeah.
I mean,
you probably rock it better than that motherfucker. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, because you actually have a muscular body. Yeah. He was fat and flubby.
Damn.
I don't mean like super fat, but like... You can tell he don't work out.
Yeah, he don't go to the gym.
No.
He's eating drinks and that's it.
Plus the bottom lip's hanging out.
Yeah.
My bad, brother. I was like, what the fuck? They go back to that airy spirit skit, whatever. I didn't know they made Negroes like you. I was confused. I thought I was in Asgard. I was like, I was talking to Heimdall.
I thought you were another dimension, baby.
Thought I was talking to Heimdall. Mm-hmm. I was like, can you see the seventh dimension for me then? Whatever, you know, new.
Activate that rainbow bridge real quick.
Yeah. Oh, he looked like a rainbow. Very special rainbow. I had to check my nose. I said, did I do some coke? I know it's Santa Monica.
I didn't take any pills, did I?
No, I had one drink so far. What's going on? And I think he knew, too, because he didn't like saying he just walked away or whatever. I was just like, he must have knew something was up. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't want this Negro to judge me or whatever. Because he's a better dancer than me. By far, yes. You don't impress me at all. You look like DJ from Street Fighter. Shit, y'all need to haul your sorry ass out of here if you can't appreciate my music. Hips are constantly moving.
Yeah, yep.
Except his is not in rhythm. It's like, what is he doing? Is he having a stroke right now in his dick? What's going on? Can your dick have a stroke?
Maybe his.
Yeah. I think his dick had an aneurysm attack.
He might be old enough to have a stroke in his dick.
Yeah, he look like a goddamn fool. All right, so, people, we got to wrap things up here. I got to get out of here.
Wrap it up. That's a cooking name. Why am I doing that? That doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. Nobody can see it anyway.
Yeah.
So, people, that has been this week's episode of The Last Drop.
The Last Drop.
What was the title again?
West Coast versus Northeast. Ooh. Or New England IPAs.
All the Northeast people. It's like, finally, some representation.
Yeah, y'all get plenty. You got monkeys out here. Fuck you.
Yeah, so suck a dick. Yeah. So, I'm going to wrap things up here. I want to thank everybody that listened to the first episode.
Yep.
All the love came out. Let's see if they stick around.
Yeah, stick around, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah, for, you know, always in that first
week.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I want to try
this
out.
Oh, yeah, I'm part of the cause, man. Yeah, let's do this. Like, yeah. All right, we'll see how they do this week, motherfucker.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out, whatever, you know. Oh, man, you guys are super funny. Mm-hmm. It's not a comedy show.
Yeah.
Like Quentin Tarantino, it's like, it wasn't meant to be a comedy.
I wasn't trying to make you laugh.
I was
talking.
I was being serious. I was trying to tell you some history. Yeah, okay. Anyway. So, as we down these last row, cheers one more time.
Cheers, bro. Ooh, that was a nice clink right there. I thought shit was going to break. I was like, oh, shit.
I was hoping it would. Actually, it would have been bad because then the liquor would have fell in my
mouth.
That would have been like, oh, no. You can follow me on Instagram. That's all you need to follow me at because that's where I post most of my alcohol stuff at. Phenomenal01. Follow me there, please. Go to Audio Boom. Type in The Last Drop. Subscribe to us there.
Twitter as well.
That's where you can subscribe to all the... Twitter is where most likely you can get all...
I want them questions on Twitter. That's where we need the questions at.
Not only that...
Comments and questions.
Twitter is probably the most place where you'll find out about the giveaways.
Yes.
Because Instagram doesn't do long paragraphs type
shit. It's where I'm most active at. Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. So follow us there. Movie Spoiler Pod. You're like, why is that still called Movie Spoiler? I can't change it, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Movie Spoiler Pod... But there will be a Last Drop Twitter, too, so soon. I'll make that as possible. And Instagram, too, whatever, of all these shots we take. There's a reason why we take these photos. Mm-hmm. Come on now. But for now, Phenomenal01, Movies World Pod, Twitter and Instagram. Follow me there. Check us out over there. Check out the giveaways. We're doing a lot of giveaways. Go over to Audio Boom. Check us out on there. Subscribe to us on Spotify. Subscribe to us all on
everyone.
Spotify, Radio Public, iTunes, Stitcher. Just do them all.
All of them.
Just do all
Subscribe
of them.
Subscribe to all of them. Listen to all of them at least once.
Stitcher sent me a notification this week saying, it's time for the last drop.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn. I was like, hell.
They're ahead of us.
How'd you know that? Shit. It kind of scared me a little bit because I heard just, it was an unknown notification noise I heard. I was like, what was that? And I was like, oh, it said.
Okay.
It said, been a week since the last drop.
That time,
I was like,
baby.
I was like, damn.
People need that alcohol fix.
So I said, I better get on that then. Okay.
On those ears.
Let me do it then. Yes. So follow us there. Cody, where can they follow you at?
You find me on Instagram at Kodysseus, as at KHODYSSEUS.
Mm-hmm.
You also find me on Twitter at Cody W. That's with a capital K and a capital W.
Mm.
And there you go. Simple as that.
That's all you need to do. Boom. Well, people, this has been...
It's been real.
It's been the first episode of the Beer
the
Week.
The Beer Week. Second official episode of the last drop.
Yeah, I think it went well. Much better than
That shit that
lost tapes.
Lost tapes, which will be on the Patreon, which you guys should pay for when we put that up.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
I'm thinking after 10 episodes, that's when I'll blow up.
All right, cool. That will be around July?
Let's see, August? What are we in? April right now? Yeah. About to end April? For about maybe end of beginning of June?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're four.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because we started April. So, yeah. So
I'm being conservative.
Maybe a little May-ish June. Yeah. Okay. Maybe, you know, just honestly, I'll do it when I get back from out of town. From June. So,
in June.
Whatever. So, yeah, let's just put a fucking date on it right now. Whatever. So, that's funny. Only two episodes in, we already got fucking bonus content.
And for anybody in the SoCal area, I'm going to put this out there right now.
Uh-oh.
Drop
it on them hot.
The event we're talking about, Festival of Dankness, Modern Times, which is in August. Yes. Yeah. Come out. If you want to hang out, come out, buy tickets. We'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
I already told people. God damn it. I already told JB many weeks, many months in advance, make this shit happen. Buy the tickets when they go on sale. So we'll be there.
If it makes you feel any better, either name works.
I know. I'm just trying to be.
I know you're trying to be like.
I'm trying to be that new shit. Yeah, trying to get away from the old shit, trying to get on new shit.
I get you.
Yeah.
But people are like, who the fuck?
Hey, if you're out there in San Diego, we'll be out there that weekend. Mm-hmm. It'll be in late August.
Oh, yeah. We'll be fucked up. So if you come up to me and I say, who are you? Get my jean jacket on, my face on it and everything. Yeah. Like, and Cody's face on the other side.
Bandana. Yeah. Right on it.
With our faces, like little faces of us on it, whatever.
Jesus
so.
Christ.
Yeah. But they're like rhinestone faces of us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. With not a rose, but a bottle of us in a bottle of it. Yeah, that'd be cute. That'd be adorable, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So remember, people, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Later, you alcoholic bastards.
Later, you beautiful alcoholics, you.